You understand the importance of sharing the beauty of the written word. Donations power the Writer's Almanac and keep the poetry and history you love alive. Contribute today at writersalmanac.org/donate.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 3rd of April, 2017. It's the birthday of the first American author to make a living by writing. Washington Irving, born New York City, 1783, gave us the story of Rip Van Winkle, about a man who tries to get away from his nagging wife, taking a nap in the woods, and he wakes up 20 years later to a greatly changed world. Also gave us the legend of Sleepy Hollow and the Headless Horseman. It's the birthday of Herb Kane, born in Sacramento, 1916, columnist for many, many years for the San Francisco Chronicle. Wrote his column 6 days a week from 1938 to 1991. Wrote in the morning, hung out in a bar or cafe in the afternoon, and went off to big events in the evening. Collected his columns in two books, Baghdad by the Bay and Don't Call It Frisco. It's the birthday of the British primatologist Dr. Jane Goodall, born in London, 1934. She was interested in animals from a very young age. Her parents one day could not find her. They looked all over, called the police, and a few hours later discovered that she had been in the family's backyard chicken coop. She was watching a hen lay an egg. Jane Goodall traveled to Tanzania, 1960. She was just 26 years old. She went to study chimpanzees. She went off to Gombe Stream National Park, and she spent many months establishing herself as a non-threatening presence among them. She offered bananas to them every day. She climbed trees with them. She mimicked their behaviors. She sampled their foods. She was the first to observe that chimpanzees do eat meat and that they make and they use their own tools. She wrote her first book for a popular audience, My Friends the Wild Chimpanzees, came out in 1970. Still works as a human rights activist. It's the birthday of the great nature writer John Burroughs, born near Roxbury, New York, 1837. And it's the birthday of Sandra Keith Boynton, born in Orange, New Jersey, 1953, author of children's books, including Hippos Go Berserk, Chocolate, The Consuming Passion, and most recently, Dinosaur Dance. She was also a designer of greeting cards. She designed a happy birthday card with a hippopotamus, a bird, and two sheep on it that said, Hippo Birdie to Use, which sold 10 million copies. Here's a poem for today by Jay Hoppler. Beauty is a real thing, I've seen it. If only those parakeets would settle a little nearer to where I'm sitting instead of at the tops of far-off trees, this morning would be so much more remarkable. One could watch the blackbirds, I suppose, peck their ways like Oxford dons across the flagstone paths and lawns, or the swallows or the sparrows or the crows. But those birds are so plain, so painfully available. No, only those parakeets will do, and they will not do what I want them to. In this, they are like everything else in the world, every beautiful thing. A poem by Jay Hoppler, Beauty is a Real Thing, I've Seen It, from The Abridged History of Rainfall, published by McSweeney's Poetry Series and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Lumosity, brain training with over 50 challenging games from scientists working with university researchers to push cognitive research forward. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.